Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, guys, all in favor to help Jesha get revenge on her man Ivan, say aye.
Aye!
Jesha, good morning.
Good morning.
How are we?
I'm doing okay. I'm actually...
That's not what we hear. Oh, we hear you got some things on the mind, Jesha.
This is post-embarrassment. I'm pretty excited and anxious, actually.
Whoa.
Okay. I'm
confused about all these emotions. I need some explanation. Cupcake calls about revenge. So are we talking about a husband?
My boyfriend, Ivan. He made me pee in public.
Like he forced you to? Like he was you pee right now? Or what happened?
No, he intentionally scared the crap out of me, and I definitely peed my pants.
Oh, he scared the crap and the pee came out? That's crazy.
Oh,
how does that work?
Ew.
Wow. Okay, so was this all part of a Halloween situation or just a prank gone wrong?
It was definitely a Halloween situation. We went to the local haunted house here in Phoenix, which was, you know, great. In my head, I'm thinking, you know, I know they can't touch you, so it's like I'm not too scared. It's just all for the, like, fun of it.
Right.
But apparently, Ivan, like, planned this out ahead of time with our group of friends that we went with to, like, really get me shook. One by one, it was, like, six of us. One by one, like, we started separating from each other until it was really just me and Ivan. And someone pulled me behind a curtain and covers my mouth, and it wasn't Ivan, and I don't know who it was. Ooh. And in my head, I know that they're not allowed to touch you, and I was shook.
Oh,
and
my
that's
gosh.
When I peed my pants.
Wait, oh, my God. Wait a minute. Like, if I went through a haunted house, let me tell you something. If someone pulled me behind a curtain and covered my mouth, I would go one and two.
Yep.
I would go three.
And, you know, they have music going, and there's all the, like, soundtracks, I guess, they have going. So I'm screaming, like, scary horror movie screaming,
right.
Like, terrified screaming. But no one knows.
Nobody cares or gets it because
that's
what's supposed to happen. Oh, my gosh. So
who did it? Like, I don't understand. You said it wasn't your boyfriend.
It turns out it was one of the friends that separated from the group in the beginning. And everybody was just in on this. And I'm upset.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
So everybody made you pee?
Well, yeah, they participated, but it was his plan, you know?
Right.
He thought that this was a good idea.
Mm-mm. He was the brain in the operation.
He was the brain, exactly.
Oh, my God.
Trash.
So what do you do at that point?
You mean after I peed my pants?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you go home.
Exit, please.
Ew.
It was kind of a bummer on my night. And he's like, oh, it's no big deal, you know. But, yeah, he didn't have pee pants, so.
That's awful.
Now there's different levels of that. Was it a creek or Tempe Town Lake? Or was it the whole Pacific Ocean going on?
Let's just say, in the light, it was obvious I peed my pants.
Oh, God.
No. And there's a certain scent.
Oh, gosh.
That's
gross.
It's true.
I mean, I had on denim, so it's like, you know, blue jeans. You could tell if they're wet.
Yeah.
Right. Did you have asparagus for dinner? Because I understand
Joey. What
Anisha's talking about.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Okay. We're all
not helping.
we will help, though. We're going to get him back for you.
Yeah. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Carla, how many seconds are we going to give her?
371.
371 seconds, Jesha, to coax and convince your man into baby talking to you live on the radio without him knowing he's live on the radio. Can we do so?
I think we can.
All right. Do you guys baby talk in the relationship at all?
We have a couple of, like, sing-along songs that I think will work.
Okay. That seems to be the trend on the cupcake call. I'm not mad at it either.
Why? What is that? Like, does that turn you on? Just an honest question from one single person to someone who's in a relationship.
No, it's more like it's just something cute for us to do together.
That sounds like a turn on. I don't know.
Yeah, it does.
Maybe I need to practice.
Right. Girls pee-pee when they see me.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Well, whatever you got to do, let's embarrass him back without him knowing he's live on the radio, okay?
Okay.
It's that cupcake call up next with your morning mess. The morning mess is back with a cupcake call. We spoke to Jesha, who's on the line. She let us know she needs revenge on her man, Ivan, in the worst way. Mm. Went to a haunted house. Well, him and his friends decided to set it up beforehand when she went into the haunted house that one of his friends would grab her while going through one of the hallways, pull her behind the curtains, put his hands over her mouth.
Mm-mm.
Jesha, you're there, right?
I'm here. That's exactly what happened. And I was so terrified that I peed my pants.
For the record, he should be lucky that that's the only thing you did.
Right?
Because you could have definitely had some sort of knee-jerk reaction and need his, you know.
Yeah.
Had more of a hi-ya.
Yes, hi-ya moment.
I mean, honest, I was just terrified. You know, by the time I think they realized that's what happened, you know, he let me go and I saw who it was.
It's like a horror movie.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I don't think anybody would react any differently. Can you imagine?
I don't want to imagine. No.
Obviously, we're going to get him back. How many seconds we're giving her, Carla?
371.
371 seconds to convince and coax your man, Ivan. It's a baby talking to you live on the radio. That way we can embarrass him back because obviously your night ended quite embarrassing.
Yes.
You have a certain thing you want to do with him on the radio.
Yes. We have a couple of sing-alongs that we sing together. It's just kind of a thing that we do, and I'm going to try to get him to sing the Hungry song with me.
The Hungry song?
Yes.
I feel like we should know this one. We're always hungry.
Oh, my gosh.
I've never heard
true.
Of the Hungry song.
Jess, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Morning Mess, are we ready?
Yes!
Hello?
Hey, babe, it's me.
Hey, what's up?
Are we still getting food later?
Yeah, like at 1 or something. What do you want to eat?
But I'm hungry now. How hungry are you?
I'm very hungry. Like 1, I think. Around
are you hungry, hungry baby?
Yeah, yep, I am.
No, be cute with me.
I don't really want to do that right now.
Come on, babe. I know you have an office. Just get up and close the door and be cute with me. I miss you.
No. How about no? How about I'm not going to do that while I'm here?
I said, are you hungry, hungry, baby?
All right, one sec. Yes, baby, I'm a hungry baby.
What baby want to eat?
Baby wants spaghetti.
If baby wants spaghetti, baby, sing with me.
Spaghetti is my favorite food.
I want it in my tummy.
Spaghetti is my favorite food.
Let's go feed my belly.
All right. That's, yeah.
That is absolutely enough. That is enough.
What the hell?
Okay.
Ivan.
What's going on?
Well,
great question.
Ivan, we do have to let you know that you're live on the radio right now.
What?
Yeah, we're the Morning Mess Alive 101.5. And you've been Cupcake Call.
Yeah.
What the hell song is it?
Oh, my God. That's for making me pee my pants.
I'm sweating. I'm, like, shaking.
Oh, my gosh.
Shout out all of your friends because I'm making sure that they listen.
Oh, my God.
We stand, Jesha.
Jesha, who's listening right now? Which one of his friends are listening right now?
All of them.
All of them.
Oh. Which one's the one that pulled you behind the curtain?
That's Petey, and he for sure is like,
Petey! Petey made you pee-pee!
It's creepier.
Petey make me pee-pee when they see me.
Oh, my gosh.
Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.